I'm still feeling good. That's right. I'm on the next reward. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm running out of rewards. I have to start making some stuff up. Before the break, did we discuss anything? Like, did we have a discussion time? Because I don't remember.
Yeah,
all right, so we're good to go. So is it okay to move on to section six? Objective of this section is to just bang through these things that I thought would be the things that are worthy of repeating in the last 2 days for you. And I also have an exercise in here that we're going to do before you get back to the unsafe zone. We are going to spend time in the safe zone doing a couple exercises. So when you walk out of here, you don't lose the wonderful thoughts that are running through your heads about all the stuff you want to do when you go back. So we're going to build that time into the system as well. All right, make sense? Fast tips and reminders. More disciplined approach is a skill that can be learned. How many of you were really good when you first started brushing your teeth? Was it a disciplined skill that you learned that now you brush your teeth? See how easy that was? It's the same thing with all this cool stuff we're doing. It's the same thing. It's going to be great.
Just remember it's a habit. We can learn a new habit.
Yeah, and there you go. Look at that. One change at a time and do it for a month. That was a great softball pitch to me. I hit that one out of the park. There you go. Yeah, just start doing something, right? Do it for a month. This goes back to the pilot discussion we had. 22-year-long career. I had a lot of flops in my pilots, but I set the expectation up front. Real life example. James, I don't know how these networking dinners are going to work, but we're going to try it. And if it doesn't work, no problem. We'll never do it again. And if it works, we'll do it again. Move on. Not everyone's a home run. Not all of them are a home run. A mini keep score approach, tick marks on a piece of paper. Think about that for a minute. How many stories have I told you that I personally have used, been involved with, or whatever, that included a piece of paper and tick marks on a piece of paper? So don't get wrapped up in, oh my God, I need technology to do that. How am I going to track all that stuff? Well, grab a piece of paper with some tick marks. Start with no technology whatsoever. Start with a piece of paper and a pen. And then work from there and see where you end up. It's a pretty fun spot. Same folder names online and offline. Again, talked about that. Thought it was important. Remember, you have search capability now. All those were in your handout, I assume. Okay, because I did add others, so if you see anything that's not, slow me down. I think this was pretty clear over the last 2 days. Remove as much off your plate as possible. And for the things that are on your plate that you don't really like doing, there is somebody who would love to have love that on their plate. Like, at dinner, you can have all my vegetables. I'm sure someone in this room loves them. But I don't want them on my plate. We got the same thing around our businesses as well as an entrepreneur. We got stuff on our plate that doesn't taste good, but we continue to leave it on our plate. It's time to move it off the plate. Pilot it. Put some test parameters around it. Control it. Once you let it go and it works, oh my goodness, how good is that going to feel? It's going to feel great. One inbox for all hard copy stuff. All stuff. Everything that's not electronic goes like one spot. Like, just get a big laundry basket in your case and just put it in your office, and everything that comes through that door goes into the laundry basket. Just put it somewhere first, one spot. Then start working it. You know, can I delegate this down? Do I, you know, you work it every day, work it every 2 days, whatever it might be for you, but get everything in one spot first. The story about the when do I go through my mail?
Right before the airport.
Right before the airport. A couple things working there. One, power of a deadline. I know, and it's just like the Mountain Dew can. I have just made it to the gate because I held myself accountable to go through the mail before I got in the car to drive to the airport. Wasn't the best Smokey the Bear approach because I did risk maybe a speeding ticket or two. However, I am here to build a habit. And the habit is 80% of the time I make it to the gate with plenty of time. 80% of the time I do get through the entire stack. And I'm okay with 80%. So what are those things that you could be doing right now that you put in the inbox And after you go through them, you say, do I even need to be getting this anymore? I'll give you in your resource guide, I'll give you a couple websites where you can actually unsubscribe from direct mail. Except for James Malachak International stuff, of course. So again, you know, what are the projects? Can you give it to a person and work it at least every other day? How many of you have kids? How many of you seen a kid? it's the laundry basket thing. You know, it's the old rule that when we found something laying around the house that wasn't in its place, we throw it in a laundry basket. If it was in there for more than 2 days, we wouldn't throw it away, but we would just pretend like we did. It's amazing how the bad habit of leaving your crap laying all over the house changes quickly when they go to the laundry basket and it's no longer sitting in there. Stuff is now showing up where it's supposed to be. So, just saying. Everything goes back to that. All right, one inbox for electronic worked at least daily. I talked a little bit about that. 4D's been around forever. Delete, delegate, do it now, and defer it. Plan the next day as the last task of today. And do the why am I doing this filter check. So, at the end of today, bad example. At the end of last night, kind of look at what's happening for the next day, run it through your filter. Do I really need to have lunch with John or Mary for an hour and a half? How's that going to help me get to my 3 to 7 key company goals? If the answer is it's not going to help me, then you ask yourself, why am I doing it? And you say, I don't know why I'm doing it. Come in the morning, tell your assistant to call John or Jane Doe and say, sorry, Dave, you had a change in schedule, can't make it. You already blocked the hour and a half, didn't you? Reallocate that time to something more important. Reallocate the time to something more important. Okay? Very important that we do that. Plan next week is the last task on Friday. So if you really want to like try to separate as an entrepreneur your business and your personal life, then let's say Friday night's your cutoff. Before you shut down Friday night, think about next week what's going to happen. 15, 20 minutes of planning can save you how much time each week? Anywhere between 4 and 6 hours. It's well worth the investment. Dr. Bill Dorfman says, what's important now? It's almost on everything you're doing. Just ask yourself, is this important now? Is this really the most important thing I should be spending my time on? In my time suitcase, is this one of those things that continue to remain in there? Or can I take it out and replace it with something else? Excuse me. Keep things simple because complicated usually means time waster. How was that one? Was that okay for you?
No, I just got in my life.
There, flash by. Flash point. Boop. All right, next one. Be consistent and stick to a routine 80% of the time. Life's not perfect. Get it 80% right. Like to do and don't like to do list. You started one. You're halfway there. You just got to start moving project management stuff to someone who loves it versus someone who doesn't like it. It's very simple at this point. You kind of have it out there in front of you. Go back through those lists and number them from 1 to 8, whatever that happens to be. You've got your number ones already written down. So it's right smack staring at your face. Pilot it. Get it off your plate. Put some parameters around it. Test it. Measure the performance and feel really good when it works. James says GSDF, get stuff done fast. I say PSBF, put stuff back fast. I need to put a TM after that because I'm going to start using that now. Oh, yes, for sure. Okay, continuing.
Can you define that, put stuff back fast?
Yeah, so I am at my desk. I have my file folder called Cindy. I just finished Cindy's call. I hang up the phone. I take the file folder off my desk and put it over here on my credenza back in the spot. Versus, next project. And then I come back after lunch. I got all this stuff in front of me. And now I got to go catch Frisbee with Tucker because I'm freaking out. Because I got all this clutter in front of me. Take the stapler. I staple a letter. Put the stapler back where it belongs. Because I guarantee you if I don't, I'll be running around the house for 10, 15 minutes, doing that four times a week. I just lost another hour. I ain't getting that back because I was looking for the darn stapler because I didn't PSDF. Put stuff back fast. PSBF. Sounds like peanut butter jelly or something in there. Consider getting invoices statements via email instead of hard copy in the mail. Couple benefits. One is it's already created and comes in as an electronic copy. So if you're one of these folks who have to keep it for your CPA or you need an electronic version of something, if you're getting a hard copy and you're scanning it, is that rework? Mm-hmm. Simple things like that. So request everything to come in via email. And instead of getting it through the hard copy mail, you know, you got to get the envelope open, you got to throw away the advertisements. It's time is ticking. Email process. Create the same folders as your offline world. I've said that a few times. Here's one here. I heard a lot of people using different technology around voicemail systems, but check this out. I type with two fingers, if you haven't noticed. So what I will do, it's an illness, but it works. I will be driving down the road, and instead of me grabbing a pen and writing on a piece of paper, I'll just call my extension. I will leave myself a voicemail, and like within 3 seconds, it sends the email, and it got 80% of it right, what I said. And I copy and paste it into Word, and there's my start of my new book. Or there's the start of my new project.
Oh,
or
my
there's
God, that's right. Our voicemail used to do that. Why didn't it do that?
Because we didn't want to pay the extra $1.97 a month to pay for speech to text. Or whatever it was for you. I'm just jagging you guys, of course. So again, my weakness is I am not a typer, right? So I can continue to try to type, or I can find a shortcut that I don't feel guilty about whatsoever to basically speak into a phone, which I'm pretty good at if I like the person I'm speaking to, and have it transcribed and emailed to me. Manage the day in 30-minute blocks or 15. So just break it down into pieces. You know, that uninterrupted time like you're so good at, and a lot of us are, just keep protecting that time. If we don't protect that time, someone will steal it from us. Gare and smack and teed. And during that time, what else did they used to do? Oh, that's not even in there. I just thought of something, but it probably wouldn't relate to this topic. So what about something as simple as green and red on the outside of your door? Red means like that. Okay. Okay. Ready? Like my home office. Did I tell you anything about when the door's closed? And the okay. So this may help you. I'm all about expectations, and I'm all about kind of saying things one time. And this may sound harsh, but I mean, Gail and Dylan know. And when Kevin lived at home before he went to Baylor, he knew that when my office door was closed, it's glass. I mean, because it's in my house. I have like two double doors that go into my office that are glass. At least you can see in. But if my doors were closed, it just meant that I was probably in that zone of some sort. Now, the discipline I had was when I did get off that important call, I would open the door. So then every time they want to talk to me, do they ever have to wonder, can I? It's easy. Simple works. If the door is closed, I'm usually banging on something. If I'm not on the phone, I'm, you know, wait till that door opens. And the door never really stayed closed for more than an hour. So, because I can't sit that long, for starters. And my dog, Tucker, at that point is at my office door wanting to catch Frisbee. So about every hour or so, the door gets open anyway, so I can catch Frisbee. And then I come back in and pick up where I left off. But if the door's open, come on in. You know, hey, hugs and kisses. But if the door's closed, just understand that I'm kind of in the zone. And a lot of stuff I could be working on personal things, too. I mean, I could be reading the Bible or whatever it might be. But just like when the door's closed, it's like the sign to say, eh, not yet. You know, it's not a good time for me. So anyway, besides the 30-minute blocks, you may want to try something like that. Okay. I'll tell you the story from the last session. So I put this one up, and I heard an Elaine squeal. And it was pretty bad. And I said, would you like to share with the group? And she said, absolutely. So this particular person had said that they had an appointment, realtor, with a potential person who was going to sell their house and did not write their phone number in the appointment book, and she left that morning to go to the appointment. Well, long story short, she did not have the phone number, but she had the address. Gets up to the property that's gated, makes it, well, what are you going to do? you have an appointment, but you can't get through the gate. So, like any smart person did, she parked her car and climbed through the side gate, and she's walking up this long driveway. So you can imagine, you know, it's probably a much larger home than most of us live in. And she's walking up the patio, and she's telling this story in the session the other day, and I'm just sitting there going, there's a couple problems here. Number one, like, that's trespassing, for starters. And if you have a neighbor, like I do, that's kind of watching, they're already on the phone calling 911. There is some strange woman who just busted through your side gate and is now walking up your patio. I think you should send the police. Fast forward, right? She gets to the door, and if you live in Texas, you're allowed to have guns and shoot people. And like this person, I mean, I'm just playing this out in my head to make a point. If she just would have put the phone number, she could have easily called when she got to the gate and just said, hey, I can't get through the gate. Can you come down and meet me? But because she wasn't Smokey the Bear, what ended up happening was, I'm playing this out, what if it was 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night? And she's walking up this long driveway. Look, if it was me and I had a gun, I might consider having it out. But why even go through that when something as simple as just put the phone number there? Okay, stop the inflow. Cancel subscriptions, opt out of unnecessary email lists, except for James Malachak International, BigMoneySpeaker.com, of course, because we send you all kind of great stuff. Create a separate email account for reference emails you receive. Okay? I created one on Gmail just for those type of things. And, you know, whenever I have time, I'll go in there and look at them, but it's not coming into, like, my main box where I need to keep seeing all these things coming in and feeling really bad about myself. Use checklists, packing for a talk, agreement checklist, etc. So another real-life story here. My next oldest brother, Ron, some of you probably met him at boot camp or two. He's a Division I basketball official. And, you know, he travels to go referee Division I basketball games, and he just got into the ACC. So, Ron, if you're listening, go, bro. I can't wait to see your schedule so I can go to some North Carolina Duke games. But, you know, we talk all the time, 3-4 times a week. And he told me one time that, you know, he left the house without having his backup pair of shoes, because referees have to carry 2 sets of shoes in case something happens. You know, it's just one of those Smokey the Bear things that I think everybody knows what to do. So he tells me the story about, you know, his shoe blew out, and he had to referee the rest of the game with duct tape. I'm like, dude, where's your checklist? Checklist? What do you mean a checklist? I said, what do you do every time you leave? He goes, I take my bag, and it's like one of those big gym bag things. And he said, I pack it, and I head out. I said, no problem. I said, just tell me the stuff you take. Wrote on a napkin, seriously. Typed it up in a little Word document that would fit on a 3x5 card. Put it into a 3x5 card, laminated it, put a luggage tag on it, a luggage tag with a hole, put it, and I sent it to him in the mail, and I said, put this on your duffel bag. So now when he leaves to go referee a game, and he's putting the stuff in the bag, what is right there in front of him? 2 shirts, 2 pair of shoes, whistle. And they take a lot of stuff, by the way. Like, you think you're just refereeing a game. Oh, my goodness, you'd think you were packing your hair care supplies or something, as much stuff that was on the list. But let me ask you a question. Did he ever forget his 2nd pair of shoes again?
No, we had a checklist.
And where was the checklist?
Well,
right on the bag that I have to grab leaving the door. So if it works so well there, why don't we have similar checklists when our folks are showing up that we expect so much out of? So simple checklists work very well. Packing for a talk, just a little, another off script here, but in my speaker agreement that I'm sending back, page 4, after the contact info and the actual 1.5 pages of the agreement, page 4 automatically, when I print that, has my checklist of what I've got to take on my talk, to the level of 2 extra AA batteries, the digital voice recorder, the microphone. And why did I do that? Is because when I print the contract, it goes right into the client folder. So when I'm going out to head out to do that talk, it's already in that folder. I always look at that folder before I leave the house because I got to make sure I have the contract. And by cracky, every time, that checklist is staring me right in the face. Ain't forgot backup batteries for a long time. All right, consider auto bill payments with your bank. You know, reason for that, like, we've even started tithing online. where it just comes right out of our account every Sunday. I mean, it's set up to go out every Friday night, but it just, you know, it only takes once or twice for me to forget to write the check to the church and how miserable the rest of the day is. So what I've realized is, why don't I just do it on auto pay? Eliminate the reason. Remember I told you earlier, two reasons why you're an entrepreneur with your team members. One, eliminate excuses, remove obstacles. No more do I have the excuse I forgot to write the check. So never again will I have to sit at lunch and listen to why I didn't write the check for an hour and a half. Problem went away. Yeah, well, our bank, I mean, our church has the ability to just set it up online. If it doesn't work that way, you can go to, like we use Bank of America, you could set up any payee and have it automatically pay. Like our car, I mean, I'd say 80% of our things are auto bill payments. And Gail does all that stuff. She's the CFO. That's the chief family officer is what she does. So she does all that stuff. But the idea there is you don't have to think about it. It's one less thing I got to worry about. Most important step, what can I get rid of or eliminate or delegate off my list? Got to ask yourself that all the time. Because last time I checked, there's more and more stuff getting on the plate. It just doesn't end, right? Same thing with the suitcase. There's more and more stuff going in the suitcase to the point where you're trying to sit on it to get the zipper closed. First, stop. Stop for a second. What can we get out of the suitcase? Let's get that stuff out of there first. Work less and keep more money. Quick, short tip. Work less, keep more money. Work less, what that means is if you can take half the things off your plate now and just reallocate 10 or 20% of that saving of time into something that produces revenue,